Are you worried about dangerous AI? Then listen to this episode. Welcome to the Upstarts Podcast, everybody. This is Zane Ross. Sorry if there's an echo in this room, but today I'm going to be talking about a new article that just came out from MIT Technology Review. You can read this online yourself. Because even if you're not subscribed to the magazine, they do give out 3 free articles each month. And a subscription is only $35.95 per month for the digital newsletter. But anyway, this article got me really interested because how many times do we hear about, you know, AI is this dangerous thing, AI is going to come for you, AI, no, even more than that, what if AI gets mistaken? You know, what if AI makes mistakes? What if somebody, you know, for example, you got a political person, you got Donald Trump maybe riding down D.C., you know, 50 years ago, if you want to take him out, you know, JFK, you had to go up and shoot the guy from a balcony. Now, I'm sorry to start out with such a violent example, but what if, you know, in the example that I just gave you, somebody wanted to just take that self-driving car that maybe the politician is riding in, you hack into it, you make it go somewhere that it's not supposed to go, and then who would know? You know, because, you know, we don't know those answers to the questions. You'd have to either increase privacy, yes, so you'd have to, you know, infringe on people's rights. So it gets onto all these very difficult questions, very not unpleasant things, and very, you know, but they're insanely important to our times because, you know, even if you're not worried about AI becoming malicious, you know, software, AI, Terminator, Skynet, how do we protect against, you know, people, hackers that go into our AI systems to make them malicious? And this is what this article on the MIT Technology Review was talking about. There's been a new research paper that came out. And I'll give you a very brief summary, but one of the good things about actually reading the article for yourself is that there are a lot of pictures on there. So I'm going to describe to you what the examples are, but it uses a lot of computer vision. So to be able to see it would also help you as well. But anyway, first, let's talk about what it was all about. So at the MIT, so we know like what MIT calls, you know, the attacks, the malicious AI, when somebody hacks into an AI system to make it do something wrong, that is what, you know, in the research, we call adversarial examples. This is a term that I want you to know. I just learned it myself, just so that you can follow the language. Now, in terms of computer vision, because, you know, that's right now one of the biggest areas of AI research. If you want to learn more about the huge areas, I have episodes on that as well. There have been a very well-documented examples where, say, example, there was a professor at UC Berkeley called Dawn Song. That's DAWNSONG. You can also find her name in the article. She took a AI system. She took a self-driving car and being able to use stickers on the road, she was able to manipulate the system to actually think a stop sign was a 45 mile per hour sign. There have been other examples where people will take, you know, Tesla autopilot and trick it into somehow driving straight into oncoming traffic. Now, what do you do about that? How do actually people, you know, first manipulate AI? That's what we're going to discuss in the next segment. Now, in terms of adversarial examples, the article focused a lot on, so that's what I'll touch on, is image recognition and image processing, computer vision, the types of deep learning models that will take a picture, for example, and then tell you, hey man, this is a panda here, or that's a gibbon, or that's a squirrel. The way that those normally work is that we can train them over large periods of time with large, or maybe even large data sets in short periods of time. It's really only the data set. If you give it enough data, it will eventually learn to discover patterns in those data. That's really what it looks at. It's a lot of math-based. Math is all about patterns. The AI, deep learning models in this AI system will look at all the patterns and say, for example, those images, and then be able to then associate them with their classification. So, if you want to learn more about CNN architecture, because that's what I assume it's all it's talking about, I have an episode on that as well. But what it does, essentially, in a nutshell, it will then eventually learn there are certain types of patterns you can find in pictures of, say, a panda or a cat. You know, you got whiskers here, or it's going to have big black eyes, or all these different things. To then be able to recognize those, and then even more impressive is then be able to take new scenarios. One, you can put it in another, give it another picture of something that it's never seen before, and it can see the black eyes, and it can see the white fur, and then say, "Hey, man, that's a panda, because I've seen that pattern before, and this follows that same deal." However, what a hacker can do is essentially add noise. You see, because what we call noise, and there are different types of noise, but in terms of an image file, that would just be like some, it looks like just some pixelated mess, like, you know, like when your TV has no signal, what it looks like, you know, just like all these black little dots coming out of nowhere and all this stuff. That's what it looks like, just a pixelated mess. You can bury it, but the important thing is that noise, what we call it, those pixels are so small when you take each one of them individually that you can place them on top of an image file of, say, that panda, and then to a human, you're not gonna, to us it looks like it's a normal panda, and we expect the AI to think the same thing. However, and this is the important part, the AI system only processes, it doesn't know that it's a panda picture, it only notices the patterns of the pixels. And when it sees that, it does pick up those pixels, that extra noise. And then there have been very documented examples where, say, if you put noise to a picture of a panda, an AI system will almost always classify it as a gibbon, a gibbon. Or I don't know how to pronounce it. It's a G-I-B-B-O-N. Now, I don't know what a gibbon is, okay? I can't even pronounce it. But this has been documented at a 99% rate, where if you will do that to an image of a panda, and deep learning models will almost always mistake it. And this is what we're concerned about. And so how do you fix it? How do you fix it? This is going to be the next portion of the episode. So stick with me here. You listen to the episode's podcast. We're about to discuss how MIT is discussing how to solve malicious AI. Alright, we're back with one last segment for today's episode. By the way, I'm not sponsored by MIT. I just think it's a great magazine. So MIT Technology Review, great magazine to look at. That's one, I looked at one of their, when I was in San Francisco, I looked at an awesome issue about Bill Gates. So they got the goods over there, okay? I have to say that. But okay, let's get into how MIT, the research paper is not conclusive, and you know, very few research papers, they really don't seem to be conclusive nowadays, but or even all the time. But anyway, we have to understand one thing about technology. Before we discuss any solutions, and I think this is a pattern that we find all over the board, is that technology never really misbehaves, you know? It is doing, when AI is being screwed up with and getting hacked, it's not really misreading the signals. It is doing what it's supposed to do. It's us that need to, you know, have empathy. And this is really what artificial intelligence is all about. We have to be empathetic with our technology to raise its computing power to that of human. You have to understand that we don't have to necessarily... The reason why it's been so hard to deal with malicious AI so far is because, according to this article, is we've been trying to so far just throw more data at the you know, deep learning machine. You know, find ways to throw so much more data at it that you can somehow use the amount of data that is correct to against the data that is messed up to still somehow in the, as a net help the deep learning model to understand, no, the patterns that a panda has come here, and it's this type of pattern. Well, now what we're discussing with this article is we have to change, it's us who have to change our understanding of how the machine is actually learning. Okay, so what does that mean? So far, because, you know, that the previous approach hasn't worked, because even when you do have a malignant picture, a mal picture, something that's designed to throw off the AI set, it's still going to have those correct patterns. It's still going to have, like, a panda picture with noise. It's still going to have those black eyes. So throwing more data at it, you know, the more good pictures, it's still not going to fix the issue, because you're just reinforcing the good patterns, but you're not dealing with those patterns that are throwing off the AI set. So there's two types of patterns now. We have to, and this is not, again, you're going to listen to this and you're going to think this is so simple, you know, and this is usually what happens in science. You find the answer, it seems so simple, and it's not conclusive. It's not going to lead us to the answer, but it's a step in the right direction. Where we're starting to go is researchers are trying to now classify, for example, images, the patterns that you find in those data sets that the AI is trained with. There are two types of patterns. There are the patterns that we want the AI to use and the patterns that just happen to be there. So for example, as I've been saying, the first type, the patterns that we want to use, it'd be like in our image, our computer vision, our image recognition, whatever you want to call it, example, that AI system, we want it to understand, okay, you have a picture of a panda, we want you to learn that when you see those patterns of black eyes, white and black, you know, lovable, you know, chubby face. I don't know if I can call pandas fat, but when you see all those types of things, we want you to understand that is a panda. And that's a very conscious decision that we have to teach the AI. Because as of right now, AI never really has a conceptual understanding of what it's looking at. It just knows that it has one pattern that it's looking at of some pixels, and those tend to go with a certain word that we classify with. The second category is much more interesting. Again, this is the one that we've added to it. It's the patterns that just happen to be there. The patterns of, you know, there are certain pixel, and these are what we have to understand. This is what the AI picks up. There are just certain patterns of pixels. In the example of our images, those are just patterns that happen to be there. So, for example, and really, there aren't a lot really well-understood examples, but it would just be, you know, you have a picture of a panda, and there are certain, you know, patterns of pixels that tend to show up on pictures of pandas, and it happened enough that they become associated with that classification, that the AI, when it's looking at, you know, when the algorithm looks at a picture, it's looking for those to decide that that's a picture of a panda or not. And we don't even know what those patterns really are yet, because to our knowledge, we don't understand the technology enough, and those patterns of pixels are so small that we can't detect them ourselves. So really, that's an area of more research that we're going to need. But that's how AI hackers will screw up the AI. They'll throw off the system, because if you can somehow find those patterns, somebody has, I don't know, and this could be, maybe there is research out there, I just haven't read the article well enough, but somebody can find a way to take a picture, a pattern of a pixels that, and put it in a noise picture, lay it on top of a panda picture, and then use that to throw off the system, because now it knows it sees something that goes to another classification, so therefore it points away from the panda towards that gibbon or gibbon. I don't know how to pronounce it. So that's it. We have to employ more empathy. We have to employ basically more. We have to employ more ownership over how we're teaching the AI models, and hopefully then, once we can understand these patterns of pixels, just as well as our machine learning models, they will take the ownership to then change their conceptual understanding, teach them to use the patterns that we want them to use for classifications, then hopefully, and not hopefully, but in the very near future, with the goodwill of God, man, whatever, however you want to phrase it, we will find a way to protect ourselves against hackers who will hack AI systems to make them do all sorts of terrible stuff. And that's not good, because AI is going to become more pervasive. That's why you guys listen to this Upstart's podcast, to get all the latest updates. So if you want to keep it in here for more data or news about AI, tips and tricks about what's going on in my life, things, I'm becoming a student. I am not an expert, but I am a student. I'm fascinated with this space. I'm sure I'm not going to have all the answers, but I'm learning fast. I'm here to help you. You can take what you see here with 2 cents. You can take all my predictions, all the stuff with a grain of salt, leave it up to the future. But I hope I can present you with the right stuff to go out, use this stuff to be a better, you know, a researcher, a better student, a better person who's just prepared for the future. And so with that, you can keep the conversation going with me on Twitter at ZaneRoz14 or at Z_Roz of the Upstart. And I may even be... And I will be coming out with a blog soon. If I don't, then you can find me on those platforms as well. So with that, thank you for listening again to the Upstart's podcast. God bless you, and I'll see you guys all in the next episode. Take care.